checking in as we do every week with Greg Ruberg, the CEO of Lakeview Clinic and Hospital. Thank you, Greg, for calling in. Are you there?
I am here. Good morning.
Good morning. All right. Well, we had a long and good interview last week, and I know you gave us, you know, a full story and many aspects of what's going on with the system and with COVID, and it brought up some questions in our family about regular routine care. I know that my husband has a physical coming up, or he could have it coming up, and he's got, you know, a couple of things, nothing pressing, but he was wondering, should I come in or should I delay, knowing that your system is pretty, you know, stretched right now, as you described last week. What would you answer to that question?
Yeah, this is an excellent question that we've been asked a number of times over the last couple of weeks and months as we've kind of resumed full services. The advice I would give to people is if you need medical care, whether that's something that may be insignificant or even a physical or preventative medicine, I would encourage people to do that. What we're seeing right now, part of when you mentioned the strain on the healthcare system, the challenge that we've experienced is people put off care for a month or two or even three back when we did the shutdown. And there were things that came up as a result of that. And some of those were people with chronic conditions that we didn't manage appropriately and didn't intervene how we normally would have. But some are things that people just, it went on too long before it was really, I would say, caught or identified. And then it creates just more complex care, more referrals, and just more resources to take care of. So right now, we certainly have a full team of providers and support staff. And again, we have there's some challenges with overall staffing, but we're solid. We're good. And so I encourage people to get that done. The other part of that I would, I guess, just remind listeners about is we don't know what's coming. And I think we hear all kinds of predictions, and some are outrageous, and some are, you know, maybe seem like they could be logical, and so kind of all over the board. And we think that there's going to be more challenges coming this late this fall and winter with, you know, flu season, and as COVID continues to increase in the county, we've all seen that. You know, there's a chance that we could see kind of a scaling back again of what's available. And so, again, that's just going to compound a problem, something that maybe not checked or addressed right now. So, again, if it were me, I would go in and have whatever issue I had taken care of and, again, be as healthy as you can going into the season, and you'd be assured that you can get the service that you need.
All right. And so that would even include just your basic physical. Go in and get your physical if that's what you're scheduled to do.
Yes, we've got our full provider team working. We can certainly accommodate that. That's what we're here for. And I think I always get worried when we start talking about kind of delaying or putting off preventative medicine as well, because we know that can have an impact down the road, which is not always positive. And so, and back to the other comment is we've learned a lot about COVID-19 over the last 6 or 7 months in terms of how we screen and how we are able to keep our staff and patients safe. We've been very, very fortunate here is that the impact that we've been experiencing around COVID has been around community transmission, not transmission within our hospital or clinic with all of our employees. You know, we have appropriate PPE. We've got plenty of it. We screen at the door. We've got social distancing in all of our waiting rooms. So all of those safety precautions are in place. And I talked to somebody here last week, and they asked about, are you nervous to be working in a hospital? And I said, absolutely not. I would prefer to spend all of my time in our hospital versus going to the grocery store or anywhere else that I have to go because of the precautions that we're taking.
Hmm. So no one need to feel like they should not go to the hospital because that's where the COVID is. That's certainly not the case in any sense. So that's a really good, clear answer to that. And in a way, it's just sort of trusting the system. I mean, you will tell us if you can't take us right now, but since you're open for business, you can. And so we will respond as per usual.
Yeah.
Sounds good. All right, well, what else? Last week, you definitely were talking about some concerns. Do you have any follow-up from those?
Yeah, so last week, a lot of our discussion was around kind of the strain on the medical system, both regionally and I would say to some extent locally. That, you know, that has continued to some degree. I mean, the Duluth hospitals have been full more often now than they ever have been before. And again, I always stress that's not due to just COVID. So that is some of it's directly related to COVID and patient volume of people that are sick with those symptoms, but it's also due to that delayed care. And what we're doing is we're putting a lot of systems in place across the region to take the pressure off of the Duluth hospitals so that they can care for critical patients when that care is needed. And so we're going to be accepting some lateral transfers back to Lakeview in the coming weeks and months. Again, patients that don't need the higher level of care, they can be transferred back here. That opens up beds down there, and staff can be then allocated toward critical care. The good news is, though, this week, despite growing COVID cases and despite growing medical needs in the region, we have seen better access to tertiary care with our referrals. So last week, I would say we were kind of bordering on pretty high anxiety about, you know, getting people out to the appropriate setting, and yeah. This week it's been a little bit of stress, but it's been appropriate.
Okay. Yeah, you definitely described some scenes I see right from a little touch and go, and you're saying that has backed off for the time being, and you're feeling a little more confident about the system doing what it needs to do.
Right. Yeah, and I think we just all have to do our part. And again, this is what I always tell people, whether you believe in COVID or not, or whatever your political stance is, or whatever your personal beliefs are, you have to do the right thing, because it's not just COVID that's having the impact. And I think sometimes people, it's easy to think, well, we haven't seen anybody hospitalized severely in Lake County, or nobody's died from Lake County yet. But there are other impacts that, again, you just wouldn't know unless you're working within the system.
Yeah, that's always a good reminder. And, you know, the good story is we have our schools opened for several hours a day, and that continues on. And it seems like our commitments to doing the protocols is also a commitment to keeping those kids in school. Not that we have total control over that, but it certainly helps.
Yeah, and I think, you know, as we climb, I know that's a concern of parents and kids that want to be in school and want to be learning and all those benefits of being in person safely. You know, I know we had 5 new cases 2 days ago and 2 again last night, and, you know, we keep getting anywhere from this, it seems like it's from 2 to up to 5, or kind of in that, about 2 or 2.5 a day on average.
Yeah.
And we just have to really keep our eye on that and try to keep that spread as low or nothing if we can.
Yeah. Do you have any updates for us about the flu season? I know that we have testing or flu vaccination places, you know, but we probably have no idea yet, like, how bad the flu season is going to be. You can't give us a little prediction in that area.
Well, I can give you, so right now we've been giving a lot of vaccines, so probably, you know, more than we've ever given at this point in the year, and I think that's a good sign. So we, the last 2 Saturdays, we did a flu clinic at Lakeview, and we had good turnout despite kind of a mini October blizzard last Saturday.
Yeah.
I was hoping that would keep people away, and it didn't. The one thing we've talked about internally here, both with our admin team and also providers, is in theory, you know, it's hard to predict the flu season, and we just haven't seen active flu cases yet.
Right.
We're, you know, diagnosing that. But if you think about all of the precautions that we have in place as far as, you know, more stringent screening of symptoms before coming to work or coming to an appointment, a lot of hand sanitizer and hand washing, which we've always done in healthcare, but I think the public is doing more of that. We're wearing masks anytime we're inside of a building or should be in groups or in public settings, and we're keeping our distance. We've also eliminated all of our internal potlucks, here and across hospitals in the region.
Yeah.
And then we sit 6-7 feet apart during lunch. We stagger lunch. So all of those things should have a significant impact on influenza, at least in the healthcare setting and inside, hopefully, businesses. The other issue, the community, we can't control, of course. And so that's kind of the unknown factor.
Yeah, but it does stand to reason that all these things that are helping COVID to not spread are also helping the flu to not spread. And it just remains to be seen, I guess, if we will be able to see that impact. But I'm guessing that we will see it at least somewhat. Or at least we'll know it would have been worse the other way.
Right. You know, the other thing I find really interesting, and this has been a source of conflict, I think, over the past couple of weeks, but some of the experts, both, you know, locally here in Minnesota and probably regionally and across the country, have talked about some of these increases in COVID spread are coming from small group gatherings now, which, so people say, well, wait a second, you've been telling us before to avoid any large group settings, large events, those kind of things. 10 was always that magic number. And what we're seeing now is people that are getting together with even families that don't live together get together, and that's where some of this spread is happening. And that is such a difficult thing because I think people will say, well, you know, I'm going to get together with my family. Well, if you bring 2 or 3 families together and then they go back out and they do that with friends, pretty soon you've got a big challenge. I heard a story just this week from a lady who's in her 80s. She's high risk, does not live in our county. It's somebody I know kind of secondhand. But she invited her neighbor over, another late 70s woman, to have, they did some kind of a get-together. So three women came together, and she said it's a good friend, the risk is low. The day after they met, they got a phone call saying that one of the friends was COVID positive and is in the hospital. And so now they're, of course, the other two are panicking because they're high risk, and they said it was just friends. We never thought this was an issue. And you know, these are people that could have a negative outcome versus a 30-year-old.
Yeah.
It may be different. So,
I guess it just seems like it's like everyone's making a million decisions every day, and it's very useful to hear your perspective, Greg, and just to be reminded always of, you know, the risk we take with whatever we do. And so thanks for that, and for continually coming on this radio station to remind us and update us and give us information the way you do. I think it's provided so much good information and leadership at a time and a place when we really need it. So thanks again. Anything else before we move on?
No, that is it for this week.
All right, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks again.
All right, have a good day.
Yeah, me too. Bye-bye.
That was Greg Ruberg, CEO of the Lakeview Clinic and Hospital, with his weekly check-in with KTWH.